Born to Be Wild, episode 251, late 2024. So, I've never taken a kid to the movies before, and it's been a thing that I've been, like, meaning to do for a while now. It just hasn't come together. And, in a manner of speaking, I still haven't, because we didn't go to a real movie theater. We went to work, where they had, like, a Frozen-themed event. So they, is like, Christmas-ish, had, like, a Santa that we didn't see, and some other stuff, and really just bought pizza and watched Frozen, which was interesting, because Marco's seen this movie 20 times before, and she was a lot scareder of it this time, I think just because it was bigger and louder, but all in all, it was a successful outing, and I really want to try to take her to more movies, but this was, like, the easiest possible version of that, and it still was a little rocky, so, maybe not quite yet. Bjorn Dubois Wild, episode 252. Christmas! It was Christmas. These kids got so much stuff, man. And I don't think they get it. I don't think they get how much stuff they got. That's fine. That's whatever. Their appreciation is not, like, proportional to the cost. Like, one of the favorite presents is just like a shitty $4 flashlight. I don't know why they like flashlights so much. Both of these girls love flashlights. Not really counting Ray in this because he doesn't really understand what's going on yet. But more importantly, we went to Waukesha and saw the family, and most importantly, the cousins. I guess they're not cousins. Second cousins, I think, is more accurate. But we do call them the cousins. Sloane keeps calling them Margot's cousins as though she doesn't understand that they're also her cousins, but, they always have a great time together. It's pure chaos because they just are chasing each other in circles around the house and shrieking, but, they love it and the adults are okay with it. Born to Be Wild, episode 253, January 2025. So, Ray has started eating real people food, and it has been, we'll call it, a mixed bag, because he loves his food, but he has some sort of aversion to oatmeal, and it took us a little while to really narrow that down, because we've been trying to give him a bunch of different stuff, so it was like, we had to be like detectives and figure out, okay, well, these are our chief suspects, and try to isolate, like, okay, now eat this, now eat this, now eat this. Seems like it's just oat-based stuff, which includes Cheerios, which sucks, because that's, like, such a classic 1A, give this to your kid, because they're starting to eat and also starting to have fine motor skills. So we'll have to see. Apparently, this F-Pies thing they grow out of, maybe, so it could be that he's all right, but turns out he loves eating most food other than green beans, and he loves eating oats, but we shouldn't give them to him. Born to Be Wild, episode 254, January 2025. So, we've been playing some Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom specifically, to kind of, you know, put a time period on it. And so, this is a one-player game, and my children do not understand that. But the way that it works is as you beat some of the levels, you unlock spirits, I guess you'd call them, that can help you out with stuff. So the first one I got was Tulin. And so now when I play, Margo says she's playing as Tulin. And basically every time I get one of Tulin's speed boosts, I have to thank her. And then she was explaining to her sister Sloane that Sloane doesn't understand the game. She doesn't know how to play, which, you know, I mean, the irony there is huge. But then I unlocked Prince Sidon, and so now Sloane can play too. And by play, of course, I mean watch me play, because she doesn't understand that Prince Sidon is just a different dude I'm also controlling. But it has been fun, and we're working through the Fire Temple, and it has been a challenge, and it is okay. Born to Be Wild, episode 255, January 2025. So we got COVID. Some of us got COVID. Ray got COVID. gave Emily COVID. Then we tried to sequester. So there was a period of time that I was sleeping on the couch and taking care of the girls while Emily was taking care of the boy so that we wouldn't give each other COVID, and I just got COVID anyway. And it's been, I'm going to be honest with you, not a super fun thrill ride. But honestly, also, it's just not as bad as it was. Like, if we hadn't tested, I just would have thought I had a cold. And I have a cold constantly because I have three dumb little gross kids in daycare. So I'm kind of at a point where most of society is treating this like a cold and it feels like a cold. Maybe it's time that I just start treating it like a cold. But also, I'm so tired. Bjorn to Be Wild, episode 256. I have a guest. Who's my guest? What's your name? Can you say it in the mic?
Sloney.
Are you having a good day, Sloney?
Yeah.
What did you get to do yesterday?
Jumps.
Jumps, because you got to go to gymnastics. What are you wearing right now?
Spidey.
You're wearing your Spider-Man PJs. And do you have the hiccups?
Yeah.
Okay. Are the hiccups kind of fun? Nah. Okay. Hey, who's your best friend at school?
James,
cool. And who's your favorite teacher?
Miss Maria.
Miss Maria. And what's your favorite flavor of ice cream?
Chocolate ice cream.
Chocolate ice cream. And what's your favorite food?
Macaroni.
Macaroni? Well, I think you're going to have mac and cheese tonight for dinner, so you're a lucky little kid. All right, we're about out of time. Anything else you want to say?
Bye-bye.
Bjorn to Be Wild, episode 257, January 2025. So, Margo got a report card. It's our first report card, and I kind of wasn't expecting one, because, like, she's in this weird thing where, like, she's technically in a pre-K program, but she's too young to be in the pre-K program, so probably she's going to repeat the pre-K program. Not because, you know, regardless of performance, just because she's kind of too young to be in there in the first place. Probably. We'll see. But so we got the report card. It's not the ABCD structure. It's like meets expectations, exceeds expectations, doesn't meet expectations, I think. And I'm already in mama bearing about these grades a little bit, which doesn't bode well for the long term. Because one of them was about counting, and it said, she counts fine. Her next milestone will be counting to 20. She's counted to 100 before. She's made me listen. It's agonizing. She can do that. I guess the teacher doesn't know. Bjorn to Be Wild, episode 258, February 2025. So I'm tempted to go back and listen to old episodes of this show, if you can call it that, just to be like, where were the girls at this point in their lives? Because it feels like they were better at sleeping than Ray is because he's so bad. Maybe we're misremembering. Maybe he's just a little terror. But there was a while where he would, you know, wake up and cry and Emily would feed him. It's gotten to a point where it's definitely not that he's crying because he's hungry. So then it was, I would hold him for a while and then put him down, but then he would wake up immediately. I think it's just that he's lonely. So it's gotten to a point where he'll just start screaming in the middle of the night. Sometimes that's 1 in the morning. Sometimes it's 5 in the morning. Sometimes it's like 11:30 p.m. still. And I go grab him and take him in bed. And mostly Emily snuggles him for a while and then around 5 a.m., just, like, pushes him towards me, and he's my problem. But this boy's got to learn how to sleep, because it's going to destroy us. Bjorn to Be Wild, episode 259, February 2025. So, folks trying these parts keep puking. First, it was Sloane threw up, and we were like,
is this like a real thing, or is this just like a she's almost still a baby thing? And then she threw up a bunch more, and we're like, okay, I guess this is real. Did all the work of cleaning her up, cleaning up her sleep space, set up the pull-out couch, so I slept with her there, and then right around midnight was woken up to the sound of Margot screaming, and me and Emily had to clean up her situation. She'd puked in bed and gotten it all up in her hair, and so it's like a week-long ordeal getting all that cleaned up, finally catching our breath. Ray throws up in bed. So I guess what I'm saying is there's no winning, and everything is futile. Bye. Bjorn to Be Wild, episode 260, February 2025. I have a guest. Who's my guest?
Margo.
Margo's my guest. Hey, what did you get up to today, bud?
I got up to do a puzzle with you.
You did do some puzzle with me. And what sport did you play today?
Basketball.
And where did we go for snack?
To Hop House.
We went to Hop House. What did we eat at Hop House?
Cheese curds and a big pretzel.
Big pretzel, that's right.
And cheese curds.
Right, and what did you drink?
I forget.
You don't remember what it's called? What color was it?
Blue.
Right. It was a slushy.
I got a slushy.
All right. And so between
my sister Sloan got a root beer.
She did get a root beer. That's right. And you did a bunch of cool stuff today. We've already talked about. What was the best part of the whole day?
Going to Hop House.
Going to Hop House. Okay. Can you say bye-bye?
Bye-bye.
Bjorn to Be Wild, episode 261, February 2025. So, I think Ray was dancing. And now, I don't know exactly how you like define what dancing is, but he seemed like he was moving his shoulders in time with some music. It was Encanto, which is one of the only things that we're allowed to play in this house. Pretty much just Encanto and Lion King at all times. But he was sitting in his high chair, and I was feeding him his dinner, and he just, like, shoulders up, shoulders down, side to side type of move. And he had a smile on his face. So I think he was dancing. I think he was grooving, which is cool to see just because he's exiting his potato chrysalis, and it's nice to see him, you know, have some personality, have some fun, get up to some things. But, like, bro, you gotta start crawling. Come on. Bjorn to Be Wild, 262, March 2025. So, we did some science with Ray. Because with the girls, they were always hard to get down. But then they would be pretty good overnight. But Ray's the opposite, where you could kind of just put him down at bedtime and he'd figure it out. But then he would scream at 10:30 and then scream at 1 and then scream at 3, and you'd have to go in and intervene each time, or we would give up and bring him into the bed. So we decided to do an experiment, which was we don't want to just let him cry it out because he'll keep everyone up. So Emily took the girls to the basement, so they camped out in the basement for like a week. While I stayed upstairs to, you know, take care of Ray if something actually happened, but it was mostly just a cry it out situation. And I took extensive notes because I was awake to take extensive notes. And it seems like he's getting better, but we will see. Bjorn to Be Wild, episode 263, March 2025. I took the girls to the movies. Well, I took them to work where they were having a movie night after hours because they were playing Ratatouille, which I had never seen, and the girls hadn't either. We met up with some friends with kids, the Musses there. That was super clutch. Emily kept Ray at home, but I met up with this couple. They have two little girls who are around Margot and Sloan's ages. So it's, you know, it,
when those two forces are introduced to each other, it always causes chaos, which that element made it tougher, but kind of just having more adults around to help me contain them was a big help. And also, the Erica, their mom, took Margo to the bathroom for me once, which was very nice of her. All in all, mostly successful. Margo thought the movie was scary, and they both gave me a lot of attitude because it was past their bedtime at the end, but mostly a success. Bjorn to be Wild 264, March 2025. Three updates. One, Ray slept through the night a few times, and also a few times woke up and cried a bit and then got back to sleep on his own. That is huge. Two, Sloane has moved up to the next room, which is preschool, which is huge because it's in the downstairs area where pre-K is, which is Margot's class. So that means they both get dropped off downstairs together, spend a lot more time together down there. It's kind of weird. They're like old kids now. Three, Margot started swimming. She's liking it a lot so far. She's apparently been very brave about putting her face in the water. Emily's taken her, so I haven't seen her, but apparently she's been really good about it. She's been really liking to do what they call crab pinchies, which I think is just them, like, grabbing the wall and kind of inching to the side. But she likes it, so hooray! Bjorn to be Wild, March 2025. So we went to a friend's birthday party. That friend is not a child but has two boys, and so we got to see them. Those boys are around our girls' ages, so they had a lot of fun. It was at a distillery called Yahara Bay, which was an interesting experience because it was a bunch of parents and kids, and a lot of people were getting drunk and a lot of kids were running in circles, so it was very chaotic, but it was fun. And at the end, it was very sweet. It was just Margot and their eldest son saying, like, when are we going to hang out? When are we going to hang out? When are we going to hang out? And it's like, ugh, I guess, like, we have to set something up now. I don't say, ugh, like, I don't want to see them because they're cool. It's just, I always feel like we always have a million things going on, and scheduling stuff is challenging, but we should do it because it'll make them happy. Bjorn to be Wild 266, April 2025. I have a guest. Who's my guest? What's your name?
I'm Sloane.
You're Sloane. That's right. Are you having a good day, Sloane? You're nodding. Did you know they can't hear you when you nod? You're still nodding, which makes me feel like maybe you don't really understand. What's a fun thing you like to do?
Play.
Play? Is there anything you like to play in particular? You nodded. What do you like to play? What's your favorite thing to play?
Play.
Okay, cool. Do you have a favorite food? What's your favorite food?
Sandwich.
Sandwich? That's interesting, given your history with sandwiches and how you mostly disassemble them and eat the middle and leave the bread. Do you like sandwiches, or do you just like slices of cheese?
The slices of cheese.
Yeah, I thought that might be the case. Well, we're running a little low on time here. Is there anything you'd like to plug? You're nodding again.
Can I plug?
Okay, we're going to wrap it up. Do you want to say bye-bye to your adoring public?
Bye-bye, adoring up.
Bye-bye.
Bjorn to be Wild 267, April 2025. So Ray crawls now. Not crawls. Doesn't, you know, the classic all fours crawl. It's not even quite an army crawl. It's a lot of leg. Like he does the army crawl kind of arm over arm with the elbow, but it's a lot of just him pushing with the leg. Sometimes he'll like catch a toy behind him, and it's like he gets a speed boost, like he's going across one of the arrows in Mario Kart. He'll hit a point where he's got something really solid to push against instead of just the floor, and it's just like whoosh. So I guess he's got strong legs. He doesn't really get it. He doesn't really have the technique, but
but still somehow he's deceptively fast. So we'll see. Once he nails it down, I'm thinking maybe he's just like raw power, and we'll get the technique later. Beyond to be Wild 268, April 2025. So let's talk about Hop House. I feel like I probably talked about Hop House on here before, but the game done changed. There was a while there that it was just me and Margo, and then I took Sloan with Margo a couple times, and lately we've been doing it as a whole family, all five of us, which is interesting. Ray doesn't really get it yet, but, you know, we'll get some snacks, get some drinks. They've been getting root beer lately, which they've been very into because they're out of apple juice. But we've also been kind of establishing friendships. You know, they love the bartender, Brian. They say, hi, Brian, every time. And then there's this couple, this like older couple who sits in the same corner every time that we call our corner friends. And they'll like come over and say hi and ask what we're drinking. And I guess they have a grandkid around Ray's age. And they're just like really engaged, and I'm like, this is like the most connected I've felt with the community in maybe forever. So it's cool that it's happening at this spot, and also that the kids are such a big part of it. Beyond to be Wild 269, April 2025. Nicknames. We have a bunch of names for all of our kids. I'm gonna run through them real quick. Margo. I mostly call her Bones. When she was littler, I called her Gadget, like Margo Gadget Ginsburg, like an Inspector Gadget thing. I might have talked about that before. And Jiggums, I think I called her Thingamajig and Thingy when she was really little, and then that turned into Jiggums. I don't really call her that anymore, but it made sense at the time. Sloan, she's Crush. She's also like Dot, Dottie, Dotsworth. Dotsburger, just a Dorothy spins, because from my grandma Dot, just lots of spins on Dot. And then Squid also, because she's president of the deep, and Squid is a fun thing to call a kid. And Little Man, I call him Little Man. I didn't even write this down in my notes. We call him Little Man. We call him Danger. We call him Mondo. I don't really remember why. We do call him Mondo. And there's the very strange Marvel character, Beta Ray Bill. And because his first name is Raymond and his middle name is William, he's Ray Bill. Just makes sense. Beta Ray Bill. And also just like we call him, look at the little baby, because he's the little baby. But that doesn't really count. That's nicknames. Beyond to be Wild, episode 270, May 2025. I have a guest. She can introduce herself.
I'm Margo.
Uh-huh. And you love touching the mic.
Yes, I do.
Even though I've been kind of clear with you that that's not ideal, right?
Right.
Great. You did something pretty cool today. Do you remember what you did? You did something for the first time ever.
I said the word at.
It.
It.
You read the word it.
I read the word it.
Yeah, I was talking you through how sounding out words works, and you saw the letter I, and you know I goes ih, ih, and you saw T, and T goes ta, ta. So,
and it. Then. And then I can bind the words together.
Right. And that's just one word, but we're going to get you more words, and then that'll become sentences, and those sentences become books, right?
Yeah.
All right. We're out of time. Can you say bye-bye?
Bye-bye!
Beyond to be Wild, episode 271, May 2025. So we found a tick on Sloan, which is not ideal, but there's no, like, bite mark or anything, so I don't think we have anything to worry about there, but it is weird. But what's weirder is she's, like, obsessed with it now. Like, I took a picture of it just so we would have it for if we need it, and she's just, like, constantly asking to look at the picture of the tick, and, like, it's like it's her little friend. Like, I mean, I flush it down the toilet, but she just loves this little guy and she wants to keep looking at him. And I just, part of me is like, is she gonna become an entomologist and this is like her origin story? Like, she's gonna be an expert on ticks and other bloodsuckers. I don't know. It's an interesting passion.
Born to be Wild 272, May 2025. So there's been a while now that we've kind of had a split between the girls and the baby. And, you know, we would go to the park and it would be me watching the girls, you know, slide and pushing them on the swings while Emily takes the baby in the stroller. But he finally got to, like, play at the park. And he's, like, he's not walking yet. He's not even real crawling. He's just army crawling. So, you know, we're not letting him, like, flap around in the wood chips and whatnot. But we, you know, we put him in the swing. We push him in the swing. We were a little nervous because Sloane really did not like the swing at first. But he's into it. He was loving it. He thinks it's hilarious. And so it's just cool that, like, you know, he's still a baby, but he's getting closer and closer to toddler, and before we know it, he's going to be a kid-ass kid, and, man, Emily will cry. Born to be Wild, episode 274, May 2025. So, Marco has a bike. She had a balance bike before, which is something that we heard would help with learning how to ride a bike, but the thing is, she was so bad at a balance bike. But we got her, what she calls a pedal bike, because it's a bike with pedals, training wheels, obviously, and she's getting the basics down. She's pedaling it, which is good. She's steering it somewhat, doesn't understand brakes, but she's not going that fast for anything to matter. But the fact that she's going so slow means that if we took those training wheels off, she would fall over immediately, you know, which is fine. She's four. She'll figure it out. But it's exciting. It's exciting. But it just it makes me look forward that much more to when she's able to ride a bike for real. And, you know, the independence that that indicates and all that stuff. Born to be Wild 275, May 2025. So it was Ray's birthday, his first birthday. And damn it if Emily didn't have the best ever idea for a baby birthday party theme. It was my first rodeo. So there was, you know, vaguely thematic stuff. Well, we made a little fake corral with stuffed horses and cows and with a little sign that says, wrangle yourself up a new buddy, that type of stuff. And, you know, decorations, cowboy boots, whatnot. But it's like, it's a cute little joke, but also it sets up next year so perfectly for his second birthday party, which is themed Not My First Rodeo. Which just makes perfect sense. And also, we can do the same fucking thing again. People loved it, so we'll just do the same thing again, and it'll just be a great joke. All credit to Emily on that one. Born to be Wild, episode 276, June 2025. I have a guest. Who's my guest? What's your name?
Sloane.
What you up to, Sloane?
I was playing gymnastics.
You were playing gymnastics?
Yeah.
When were you doing gymnastics?
I did the rings on the air track.
Your favorite parts are the ring and the air track? But you like the cheese because you can somersault down the cheese, right?
Yeah!
And the parachute?
Yeah.
But you don't like warm-up so much.
That's too tired for me.
It's too tired for you?
Yeah. Always I can't do it because the air truck and the wings didn't do, and I did it last time.
Oh, okay.
I did the ring and the wings and the air truck last time, and that was so good.
I'm so happy for you. It's actually, we're almost out of time here. Do you want to say bye-bye to everybody?
Bye-bye.
Born to be Wild 277, June 2025. So, our company every year does something called the Epicnic. It's a picnic because it's epic, you get it. And we went once before, a couple years ago. I probably talked about it on here because we lost Margot and it was terrifying. She was looking for the puppy.
And this time was the first time going with three kids, so all three of us went. We met up with some friends, like that was nice, but it was so GD hot out, and we thought we were going to be smart and park kind of far away so we wouldn't have to deal with the traffic, but then we had to walk a long way, and that sucked, and it was so hot, and it was just so hot. No one really wanted to do anything, and the food was kind of meh, and then they just wanted to, there were like, there was equipment, like a construction equipment outside that they were allowed to sit in to amuse themselves for a moment, and the line for the excavator was like 20 minutes long, and we had to wait in the 20 minute long line, and I was like, this is the worst experience ever. And then I asked the girls each to rate it when we were leaving, and they gave it a 10 out of 10, so I guess that's why we do these things. Beyond to Be Wild, episode 278, June 2025. So the new thing that I come home to every weekday morning after walking the dogs is one crib with all three of my kids in it. Because I guess what happens while I'm walking the dogs is the girls get up, look for mom. Mom is giving baby Ray his bottle, and they want to hang out with him. So they climb in there with him and, you know, harass him while he's just trying to eat. And generally, he's out of there before they are. The two of them will be in there playing by themselves. He's getting his diaper changed or whatever. And it's just like, now it's their spot. I don't know. I don't know what their mentality is. Like, it seems like it starts out from a place of like wanting to be closer to their brother. But by the time the brother is gone, they don't really care anymore. So who's to say? Beyond to Be Wild, episode 279, 4th of July, 2025, we had some folks over. It all started when people were talking about, oh, should we do something? Who wants to host? Yada, yada. And Emily was like, the idea of hosting, yuck. But also, the idea of dealing with taking all three kids somewhere, also yuck. So we hosted, and it was weird. It started at 1. People came at 1, we ate and hung out and drank, and then by like 3, people were leaving. And our only friends with kids that were coming still weren't there yet. When everyone left, they showed up like an hour later. I'm like, are you guys still hanging out? And we were like, I guess. And so it just was a new separate event, even though like it was one party, if you can call it that. But two very discrete segments of it. But it's fun. Beyond to Be Wild, episode 280, July 2025. I have a guest. Who's my guest?
Margot!
That's your name. You sure did shout it. Let's see. What is there to talk about? You know, I'm not sure we've talked about your favorite stuff lately. What's your favorite food?
My favorite food is... chocolate.
Chocolate. What's your favorite color?
Blue and purple and green.
You have three favorite colors? That's greedy, dude.
My favorite colors are all of them.
Okay. What's your favorite toy?
My favorite toy is the ball pit.
The ball pit? Yeah, it's pretty fun. And what about your favorite TV show?
My favorite TV show is, Sonic.
Sonic? Pretty good. Pretty fun. Pretty fast guy. Yep. All right, I think we're all out of time. Should we say bye-bye?
Bye-bye!
Beyond to Be Wild, episode 281, July 2025. We went to Canada. The first international trip for any of the kids. My first time being to Canada in this millennium. And Emily's first... yeah, except for work, I guess. We went to Vancouver because it's sort of the Pacific Northwest, which is Emily's favorite place, and I like it too. But also it's Canada, so our work would pay for us to go there because of rules that don't make sense. But, we went 2 weeks, so this is week one of two. And we did the most important thing, which was finding a place that sold good donuts. It's called Lucky's. Kicks ass. I forgot to talk about the kids. They did fine. They did fine on the plane, mostly. Woo! Beyond to be Wild, 282, July 2025. So it's week two in Canada, and the thing I really didn't talk about was that my in-laws are here. So Grandma and Grandpa are here helping, because otherwise we'd be outnumbered in a foreign country. Helping us were all seven of us in the same very strangely shaped Airbnb. There's two floors, but you have to go outside to go in between them. Feels like it used to be a duplex, but we don't have to get into it. Anyway, the in-laws have been a huge help, helping with the kids, especially the girls. Oh man, the girls love them so much. The baby's still too much of a baby. But, what else have the kids been into? There's a whole kids market on Granville Island in Vancouver, so they like to go in there and, like, root around for some toys. But again, that's just the girls. The boy is too young to care, which is kind of a boon for me, because I got to just wander the island with him in a stroller while they dealt with the shopping, which was like, man, kind of everybody wins, you know? Beyond to be Wild, episode 283, August 2025. I have both girls with me today. Can you say hi really quick?
Hi!
What country did we recently get back from?
Canada!
That's right. And there were four different parks in Canada. There was the park we named the Wobbly Bridge Park. And there was the Spiderweb Park.
That I was afraid to go down the big, big slide.
That was at the Spiderweb Park, yeah. And then what were the other two? I'm trying to remember.
It was the Saucer Swing Park. I mean, the water park.
Right. There was a water park attached to the Saucer Swing Park.
And then it was, I think...
Was Connaught Park the other one?
Yep.
I forget what was special about Connaught Park.
But I do not know.
Oh, that's great, man. We're almost out of time already somehow. What was each of your favorite parks?
My favorite park was not the Spiderweb Park, but it was the Wobbly Balance Beam Park. The Wobbly Balance Beam.
That was at the Spiderweb Park.
The Wobbly Balance Beam is what I liked.
But which park was your favorite?
My favorite park was...
Well, you think about it. Sloane, what was your favorite park?
It was the Wobbly Bridge Park. I'm so good at the Wobbly Bridge.
Oh, that's cool, man. What about you, Margo? What's your favorite park?
The water park.
The water park. All right. Well, thank you for submitting to my interview. I think that's all the time we have. Can you say bye-bye?
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Beyond to be Wild, 284, July 2025. So we have switched gears a little bit with our cooking strategy. There's a while there that we were big time on that HelloFresh tip. I cooked three times a week, and we had leftovers for dinner. And separately, Emily was making dinner for the kids constantly, and now we've done away with that subscription service and are trying to do an eat all together type of situation. And that is, like, obviously good from a family perspective, but it's more challenging from a culinary perspective, because first of all, Emily has to cook it all pretty much starting right when we get home, to make sure that dinner's on the table within the next, you know, 30, 40 minutes, whatever. The other thing is that my girls, I should say specifically, are quite picky. So it paints Emily into a bit of a corner, but she's doing a great job, and I think this might be the start of a thing that's really good for our family. So I'm psyched for it, mostly. Beyond to be Wild, episode 285, August 2025. So you learned an interesting amount from the daycare teachers. I was told today by one of Baby Ray's that he's the most toddler kid in the room, which is interesting because some of the kids in that room can walk and Ray cannot. But I asked her some follow-up questions, and it seems like toddler boils down to naughty and curious and where those overlap. So, it's an amount of investigating high chairs for seemingly no reason, and also an amount of eating off the floor, and also an amount of, like, knowing that he wants to do the thing he wants to do and trying to get to the area of the room that he can cause the most chaos, and he has to be set aside, but then he crawls really fast, they have to keep moving him. He just is giving off big Agent of Chaos vibes, and I'm not sure we're super equipped for that. Bjorn to be Wild, episode 286. Who's our guest?
I don't know.
You don't know who our guest is? Did you know that it's you?
Yes!
Okay, don't scream into the mic, dude. Microphone's job is to pick up your voice, so you don't gotta yell. And who are you?
Sloan.
Hey, Sloan, what are your nicknames?
I don't know.
You don't know? Is there anything other than Sloan?
I love everything, because I have fun at Gnostics.
You have fun at Gnostics? What did you do at gymnastics today?
I don't know.
I
did the rings tonight.
You did the rings? Not tonight. That was at like 9 in the morning.
I did do the rings tonight.
Today.
I just didn't know that I go to the gymnastics.
You didn't answer my question. What's your nickname?
I don't know.
Is there anything me and Mom call you other than Sloan?
No.
Nobody calls you Dot or Dottie or Dotsworth or Crush?
Don't tell me Crush.
I call you Crush, that's right. Well, I think that's about all the time we got. Time to say goodbye. Can you say bye-bye?
Bye-bye!
Okay. Bjorn to be Wild, episode 287. September 2025, I have two guests, and I have a really important question for them. Can either of you tell me who does the voice of Scar in
Jeremy Irons.
That's right. Jeremy Irons is the voice of Scar. And I don't know why I decided to teach them this and insist that they know it, but it's gotten to a point where sometimes we'll be in the middle of dinner or whatever, and... That's right, Jeremy Irons. And someone will, one of the two girls will say, I have something really important to tell you. And the thing they have to tell you is just Jeremy Irons. And I know Jeremy Irons has a lot of accolades as an actor. But I'd like to think this is his biggest honor, which is that this 3- and 4-year-old know who he is and respect his work.
Okay, Dad.
Bjorn to be Wild, 288, September 2025. So, the girls are very into a movie that we maybe should never have shown them, but at this point the ship has sailed. It's called K-Pop Demon Hunters, and it's about a girl group of K-pop singers who also fight demons, and also there's a boy group of demons. They're K-pop demons, and they get hunted. Actually, I haven't seen it. I'm in the room for 2 minutes of it at a time when I'm, you know, turning it on for them or whatever. But it's the only thing they want to watch and also the only thing they want to listen to. So just as soon as it's off, we go have our meal or whatever, and they ask to listen to the music, especially the song Soda Pop, which is by the Bad Guys, but whatever. And it has eaten my whole life, and the songs are very catchy, but not in a way that I find enjoyable. So it's a real pain in the ass. Bjorn to be Wild, episode 289, September 2025. So, Margot has started soccer, so now she's doing soccer and swimming, which is, you know, a lot of athletic pursuit, but, you know, I don't know how much athleticism is really on display so far. You know, she's 4. Maybe she'll talk about it next week. She's our guest. She had her first game today. It's week 3, in the first 2 weeks, it was just practices today. They had a game. She's on the blue team. They played the green team. And the blue team absolutely obliterated the green team. The green team only scored one goal, and it's because a kid fully picked up the ball with both hands and threw it towards the goal they were going for and chased after it. And everyone else was like, wait, what the hell? And then after that, just the same two kids on Marco's team just would steal the ball and dribble it all the way and then score. And no one on the green team did anything about it. I guess that's what happens when it's four-year-olds playing soccer, but it was a little sad in a way. Bjorn to be Wild, episode 290, September 2025. I have a guest. Who's my guest?
Margo!
What's up, Margo?
I went to swimming today.
You went to swimming today? How is that?
Amazing.
And where did you get to go yesterday?
Soccer!
What's more fun, soccer or swimming?
Soccer!
All right, cool. And what team are you on?
The blue team.
The blue team. And what team did you play against yesterday?
The green team.
And who won?
The blue team.
Congrats to the blue team. And what else do you get up to?
I get to watch TV after, well, you podcast before bed.
That's true. What's your favorite thing to watch on TV these days?
Encanto!
Encanto. You used to love Encanto, and then you liked other stuff, but now you're back to liking Encanto, huh?
I still didn't like Encanto, but then I realized I still liked it, so I wanted to keep watching it.
Awesome. Well, I think it's about to say bye-bye. Can you say bye-bye?
Bye-bye!
Farewell. Bjorn to be Wild, episode 291. So Sloane really likes how her mom's watch, like Fitbit, it can change faces, and one of the faces it has is like a Mickey Mouse, so it's like Mickey Mouse's body and his two hands are the hands of the clock, which if you're three is fucking radical. But here's the problem with that. If you're a kid who doesn't know how technology works but knows you want to see Mickey Mouse at any given moment, you might, while your mom is distracted, just like climb into her lap and button mash on her watch. And if you have your watch set up in a certain way, that might call the police, which it did, which is why right at bedtime, Emily and me had to carry the girls downstairs to show the cops that showed up at our door that, like, I don't know, that we weren't abusing them, I guess. He was very nice and accepted the fact that we were like, there's another one here, but he's asleep. Can we please just leave him and not wake him up and bring him down here so you can just see he's okay? The dude had a really good attitude about it, but I still was like, oh man, this process sucks. Like, there should be a way to cancel these. I say that, but also as I'm saying it, I kind of am regretting it because, like, you know, you never want this stuff to go unreported if it's real. But it wasn't real. It just was Sloane being a silly child and causing silly things to happen. Bjorn to be Wild, episode 292, October 2025. So little baby Ray is really trying to walk. He's been cruising for a while. And he's clearly interested in walking. I think the problem is his cranium is too large, and from a genetic perspective, that's my fault. I mean, the girls had big heads too, but he might be, forgive the pun, the crowning jewel. And so what he'll do is, he crawls so fast. He's such a speed demon on all fours, so he has no reason to really want to walk. So when he tries, if the thing he wants to walk to is more than three steps away, he doesn't bother. He'll just drop to his hands and knees and crawl. So we've been getting him to a point where he'll walk two or three steps and then just trust fall into somebody, which is adorable, and I love it.
and we've been trying to extend that, but it won't happen. Because if we're four steps away, he won't, like, try to baby stumble over. He'll just immediately drop onto all fours and right over, because he can. He just doesn't seem like he has been convinced that learning how to walk is a good idea. He's like, yeah, I mean, I got two different ways of getting from A to B, and I'm going to use the one that I want to use whenever I want to use it. And honestly, like, I kind of get where he's coming from. For now. Beyond to be Wild, episode 293, October 2025. So, Margot scored a goal at soccer, and I'm so proud of her. But, like, that seems really basic. It's really that she's been trying hard all season. It was the last game of the season, and she's always been running hard, always been trying to get in there, and kind of just been a little timid, she hasn't had quite enough aggression, or, like, assertiveness, I guess, to, like, really go for the ball. Which, like, kind of I respect, you know? We're trying to teach her about sharing and being kind and that sort of thing. So, like, going for the ball is, like, something that's maybe not supernatural to her, but she took that ball. She dribbled it all by herself. She took it right to the house. There have definitely been situations during soccer where there have been, like, opportunities. Wow, what a terrible pair of words. But this wasn't one of those. She took the game over for about 40 seconds, took the ball all the way to the house, drilled it, ran to me, huge hug, hell yeah. And she and one other girl on her team were the only ones, like, with their heads on for this game. Margot and Edith were carrying this team to something like a 7-2 loss or something like that. But, like, there was something inspirational to me about these two girls that were killing it while these two little boys were, like, mostly pooping their pants. Partially figuratively, partially literally. I don't know if Margot likes soccer. But this was a good opportunity for her. And I think she had fun. Bjorn to be Wild, episode 294, October 2025. So, Sloane is so brave. And in some ways that she recognizes it, and in some ways that she doesn't. And she's very silly. And that's lovely. So the girls got their flu and COVID shots, which, like, obviously, hell yeah. And Margot, like, screamed and kicked and fussed the whole time. And Margot was just, and Sloane was just like, I'm going to be brave. And was brave and got her shot and just, like, muscled through it, which, like, huge respect. But also, our oven/stove died. And so we had to get someone out to fix it. And it was the whole fucking ordeal. And I'm not going to get into it. For some reason, Sloane thought that what was going to happen was the oven man was going to pick her up from school and take her home and then fix the oven. I don't really know how she got there, but she was pretty sure that was going to happen. And so she kept telling me, I'm going to be brave for when the oven man comes. Which is very cute. But she didn't need to. But we got the oven sorted without her help. And she's very brave. And I think there's a possibility, as a middle kid, that she's going to have to do that sort of shit a lot. And I don't want her to have to. I want her to feel like she's the main character in her own story, but I'm a little worried she doesn't. And maybe that's somewhere that I can grow. Uh-oh. Introspective. Time to end the podcast. Beyond to Be Wild, episode 295. Margo is 5 now. It's so weird. She's getting so big. She had a fun little birthday party. Very chill. We had a couple of her friends over, and they watched K-pop Demon Hunters on a pullout couch while they ate pizza, which is like, oh man, watching movies and eating pizza with friends is like my ultimate dream. I think that they enjoyed it too. But really, just her being 5 now, so it's so weird to think about. She's going to be in kindergarten next year. And she's just like such a kid-ass kid. She'll read a word here and there, and just surprise me. And she's been working on a Spider-Man Lego set that she got for her birthday, and she like can follow the build instructions and needs some help, but can follow the directions, and, you know, have that degree of independence. It's weird to me. Beyond to Be Wild, episode 296, October 2025. I have a guest. Who's my guest?
I love gymnastics.
Your name is I Love Gymnastics? Oh, I thought your name was Sloan.
My name is Sloan.
And you love gymnastics?
Yeah.
What's your favorite thing to do with gymnastics?
Wings, air truck, monkey bars.
Awesome, man. What's some other fun stuff you've been up to lately?
I did air truck. Sometimes I do air truck with Mr. Derek.
With Mr. Derek, yeah, I know. He's one of your favorite teachers. We had Halloween pretty recently. Did you have fun at Halloween?
Yeah.
Tell me what was fun about Halloween.
Getting trick-or-treat ready.
Getting trick-or-treat ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't really totally understand what that means, but I think we're about out of time. Can you say bye-bye?
Bye-bye.
You got the hiccups, huh?
Bye-bye.
There you go. Beyond to Be Wild, episode 298, November 2025. So, the girls love pretend play, which is awesome. It's mostly just based on whatever television show they've been watching lately. They just pretend to be whatever is the good guys from that show, and they fight whatever is the bad guy from that show. But it's good for them to have some imagination, even if they are cribbing, and to like kind of understand this like shared imagination space. So I told them about Dungeons and Dragons, and we played like 1.25 sessions of D&D, cumulatively maybe like 40 minutes. But like Margo was with me the whole time. Sloan was in and out, but I think she's a little young. Margo was like engaged with the story, and we did some combat. She was engaged with the combat. It was very cool. But their characters amuse me endlessly. Margo is playing an elf wizard, and when she learned she could be an elf, she decided her name would be Elfie, which is, you know, very four-year-old. But the more interesting bit is Sloane decided, when we settled on a dwarf barbarian for her, that she liked Margo more, the elf wizard aspect. So she decided to name herself Wizzy. So she played as a dwarf barbarian named after wizardness, I suppose. And it was very cute, and they're awful at it. But they're having fun, and honestly, Margo's getting some good practice with arithmetic, you know, basic shit, you know, D20 plus 5 type shit, but she's pretty good at math. It's kind of cool. Beyond to Be Wild, episode 299, Thanksgiving 2025. So we went to Thanksgiving, which was cool. It was really interesting to get to watch so many olds be so stoked to watch Ray walk.
because he kind of went from only crawling to walking okay out of nowhere. And I kept warning them that he's not actually that good at walking yet. And really seemed like they didn't believe me. And then he beefed it a bunch of times. And I was like, see? But, you know, that's probably not the right mentality to have. He's got, like, bumps and bruises on his face. He just, like, keeps beefing it and not caring. But other than that, Margot got her birthday present belated. It was Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle Hungry Hungry Hippos, which is so loud. And the girls got to eat a shitload of whipped cream, which is really all they want out of a Thanksgiving anyway.
Bjorn V. Wild, episode 300, November 2025. I have a guest. Who's my guest?
Margot.
Margot? What have you been up to, Margot? Don't just look at the waveforms. You gotta talk into the microphone. Hey, Margot, why don't you tell me about your plant?
It grew out a lima bean.
Yeah. Where did you get that plant?
From school.
School sent you home with a plant? And who's been watering it?
Me.
You? Has anyone helped you?
Mom got the water and I poured it onto the plant.
Nice. And it's getting bigger and bigger, right?
Yep.
Do you know anything else in this house that's getting bigger and bigger?
People.
I was thinking maybe you and your siblings. Yeah?
As in me and my sister and my sibling.
Your sister is your sibling, you know that, right?